Hi, my name is Jennifer Rowan. I'm part of the nonprofit Sociocracy for All, and we do training and coaching around governance. This video is about decision making in sociocracy. And in this video, we will only talk about the consent process, which is between a proposal and a decision. Where this proposal comes from really depends. You might be reviewing a proposal, or somebody in the circle might have written the proposal, or you generated a proposal together. It makes a lot of sense to go for consent early, so to push for a decision. If we talk and explore and talk and explore, we might not be getting anywhere. You might not even know whether you all agree. If someone puts a proposal on the table, then people can respond and things move forward. That's why working towards a concrete proposal early is a good idea. Don't wait until you have a sense that everybody agrees 100%, because then you might wait forever. Put something on the table and hear what people have to say. So the first step is to present the proposal. That sounds very basic, but often we forget because it seems obvious to us what we mean, but not to everyone. Make it clear, either in writing or verbally, this is the proposal. Then no one will say after the meeting, wait, that's not what we decided. Okay, now look at the proposal. First step is to make sure everybody understands the proposal. In sociocracy, what we do is rounds, so you can see that our little team here goes around, each one asking their questions or saying that they have no questions. We don't skip people in a round because we want to move together as a group. By the way, this is not the time to make comments or to say, shouldn't we do this thing instead? The goal is only to understand what's right in front of us. Imagine you discuss a proposal and then you notice people have opinions based on misunderstanding. That's frustrating. So let's make sure people understand first. Once we know that everybody understands, let's see the reactions. People will have reactions anyway, so let's hear them all. We talk in a round again so everyone can be sure that they get their time to talk and will be heard. And depending on the group, you might want to limit people's contribution to a minute or two. We recommend this step because we want to hear everyone's input. That's valuable information. We want to hear the context, the meaning this proposal has for people, and to get a sense of how much support there is. This is also the time for appreciations, remarks, or to add what some people call friendly amendments, small ideas that are along the lines of the proposal and could be added in easily. Now, having heard everyone, we go directly into the consent round. If it really seems productive, you can add a second reaction round, but don't spin your wheels in reactions to reactions to reactions. People can always object to the proposal as is, or make a better proposal building on this one later. Let's try and focus on what we have right in front of us. So in this round, we hear from everyone, and there are two options. I object or I consent. A different wording is no objection, which equals I consent. As you can see, we just hear from everyone. Rounds are a great tool to stay focused. The round is complete. Now the facilitator asks the team member that had an objection to tell us more. An objection has to be reasoned. An objection, by definition, is a concern that carrying out the proposal might have negative impact on the circle's ability to do their work. So if a team member objects, of course we want to hear why they are concerned about getting their work done. After we understand what's going on, everyone on the team might be able to relate to the concern. An objection always affects everyone since we come together to do work together. So now we want to hear the wisdom of the other team members. What comes up for you? There are lots of options on how to deal with objections. The first step is always understanding the objection and how the proposal on the table might create a conflict with the work of the circle. Once that is clear, let's see what we can do. We can revise the content, of course. We can also shorten the term for the proposal. That means we try something out for a period of time that seems safe enough, and then evaluate and see what we've learned. Often people who object are willing to give that a try, and we often combine it with the other option that we call measure the concern. If the concern is, for instance, that our member count might go down if we make this change in the proposal, let's try the proposal for a bit and keep an eye on the member count. So we measure the concern. The idea is that not trying anything does not give us any new data. So we run small scale experiments instead, so we have more data. The next set of options has to do with getting more information that other people might have. Ask a different team, form a focus group, and we call those helping circles. Let them do some research. Or give the author of the proposal all our feedback and let them do a rewrite. The idea here is to move forward without wasting too much meeting time. What can we do with this proposal to get the information we want and get the rewrite done without us spending 2 hours on it? Everyone in the room here in our little group got some training, so here our little team is playing with those options. They continue to talk in rounds and come up with a better proposal that seems to address the issue brought up in the original objection. If there are a lot of changes made to the proposal, they might have to start the process again so they don't lose track of what the current proposal is. Once you have several versions and several ideas layered on top of each other, it's good to jump back so we have clarity. Now we're back to our consent round. The facilitator will ask everyone again, with a somehow modified proposal, whether they consent or object. If we have consent from all the team members, the decision is made. The facilitator announces the decision, and you make sure it ends up in the minutes, and don't forget to celebrate. What an awesome team you are. I'm Jennifer Rao, I'm part of Sociocracy for All, and you can see our website for more content like this.